Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Father God, I just thank you that you are great. Thank you that today is your day. Today is the day that you will speak to people's hearts where they are. Today is the day where your spirit will speak to our spirit. Amen. Amen. What a good looking bunch of people you are, hey? Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, I've got the privilege of speaking this morning, and as you know, we've been working through the Beatitude, the Sermon on the Mount. And I'm going to keep turning around every now and again because I think one of the slides that I've got in here on my screen is different to one of the slides that's up there. So, I'll just fix that. It's all good. Let's go. So I'm speaking on the Beatitude that says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. So this is the only beatitude that's reciprocal. It's the only one that if you do something, it gets done to you. That's pretty intense. Who knows, God's got a bit of a sense of humour. I do. I've been given this awesome verse to speak on, and when you speak on something, or when something is given to you to speak on, God has this thing where he goes, let's see how you do with that this week. Well, there's a couple of things that God did this week that... there's just a couple more verses of different translations of what that verse says. With me this week, one of our contractors that works on behalf of our organisation or our church decided that he would drill into who knows that Deb. Is Deb Cerrone is part of our congregation, but she also runs Nurture Me outside there, right? And who's been in there and had a look to see how wonderful it looks, and the feel is just amazing. Yeah? Yeah. Well, I've been in there and it's so comfortable. It's nicely air conditioned. It's brand new kitchen in. Everything's brand new in there, and it's a gorgeous space. One of our contractors decided that in their wisdom that they would drill into a brand new kitchen panel. Pete found out about that kitchen panel being drilled into. And I lost it. I was like, what? It's brand new. Like, how can you do that? How can you be so silly? How can you, you know, this is just so wrong. You're paying for this. And I went back to the contractor and I said, all great, thanks for the work that you did. And hey, by the way, kitchen panel, we need a new one. And the guy's boss outright went, what do you mean? And I took a few photos and sent through the photos, and he was just mortified that this guy had just drilled into a lovely brand new kitchen. And then, back and forth this week, and I'm like, no, you're paying for it. You're paying for it. You're paying for it. And then I step into Deb's domain, and I say, "Hey Deb, guess what? I'm chasing this guy to the point where they're going to pay for it." And of course, Deb being Deb, goes, "Hey Pete, it's okay." And I was like, "How can you say it's okay? It's not okay. It is absolutely not okay." And she goes, she just took me aside and she goes, "Bit of grace, bit of mercy." And I was like, "What? No, no, like, it doesn't work that way, Deb. They've made a mistake. They've got to pay for it. You know, it's like..." And she's like, "Pete, bit of grace, bit of mercy. Show a little bit of compassion." There's that word, compassion. Oh, dear Lord. So I went to Deb and I said, "Deb, no, I'm going to force this issue. It's got to be done." And she just said to me, "So, Pete, do you think you forcing the issue is going to achieve anything for that guy other than he's going to pay for a new panel?" And I thought about it and I thought, "Oh, my gosh. Hey, Deb, do you know what I'm speaking on Sunday? Showing mercy." And she goes, "Well, don't you think that's God speaking to you?" "Yes, Deb." Yeah, so it's interesting how God can bring things into your path, especially when you have the opportunity to be... I'm just going to put up a... You have the opportunity to be merciful. And the reason why you want to be merciful is because it's in line with what God says to do in the Bible, for one. But a bit of terminology, compassion or compassionate or kindly forbearance shown toward an offender, an enemy or other person in one's power, compassion, pity or benevolence. Okay. The disposition to be compassionate or forbearing. The discretionary power of a judge to pardon someone or to mitigate punishment, especially to send to prison rather than invoke the death penalty. An act of kindness, compassion or favour. Something that gives evidence of divine favour. Yeah. So in all of that description and all of what happened this week with that contractor, man, God knows how to put me in my place. Yeah, He knows how to put me in my place, because just like all of us, we get to a point where we're like, "Oh, it's so hard to choose to be the person that forgives, the person that takes compassion." So this is a foreword that Brad Jerzak wrote about this beatitude in The Beatitude for a Time of Crisis that Steve Stewart, that Papa Steve wrote. Divine life is offered to those who are gracious and merciful. Such people will be treated in a merciful and gracious manner. In the Bible, it talks about mercy and compassion. So this is a quote out of Steve's book, The Beatitudes, again. There's little distinction between mercy and compassion in the Bible. Both the Hebrew and the Greek words are often used and translated interchangeably. If there's a difference in those two terms, it's that compassion is a feeling that we experience deep within ourselves. This deep feeling is what motivates us to act acts of mercy. Merciful actions follow from a heart that is moved with compassion. Mercy is the very center of who God is. And because it's the very center of who God is, it's the very center of his creation. That's the entire cosmos. Everything. Everything that Jesus did showed mercy, grace, compassion. One of the verses in the Bible in Matthew 14:14 says, when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Who knows that Becky and I and the kids are involved with Impact Nations? This is a photo of Uganda, my last trip. Oh, it would probably help if I put it up there, hey? Yeah. So when we first went into this village, this lady walked directly up to us as a team and said, pray for me. I am sick. I cannot walk. So as you can see, I just said something completely backwards then. She didn't walk up to us, we walked up to her. But she was sitting there and she kept waving us down. She was saying, you know, come over, come over. And we went over and we spoke to her. I can't walk, can't walk. I've been very, very sick. When God drops that into your heart, where you go, I've got nothing else to give but what God's given me. Can I pray for you? Can we pray for you? That's what's happening right there, is that compassion that God puts into your heart, where tears your heart apart inside to see someone so sick that they can't even walk to get out of their house. They can't. They've got to be transported into cars and mats. And so you pray, and you allow the power of Jesus to heal that person. To see that lady stand up in the middle of all of us, that's Jesus' compassion. Changing the unthinkable, the undoable, to reality, ultimate reality. And that's to be well. He did that. Matthew 20:30-33. Two blind men were sitting beside the roadside, and when they heard that Jesus was going by, they shouted, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. The crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet. But they shouted louder, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. Jesus stopped and called them. "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. "Lord," they answered, "we want our sight." Very next verse, it says, Jesus had compassion. There's that word again. Compassion. He had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately they received their sight and followed him. This is Craig Stevens praying for a lady that is blind, was blind, sorry. Prayed for healing. What do you think happened? God moved. The power of God came upon that lady and her eyes opened up and she was able to see. Because through Craig, Jesus had compassion to heal. This happened on multiple occasions while we were in Uganda, while we were in India, Beck and I, where we see the world's reality be changed by God's compassion to ultimate reality, and that's to see God move in a mighty way of healing. Healing people on the spot right then and there. This young lady that's standing next to me in the picture here, she's a pastor from Switzerland. First time ever out on a mission trip. And knew the Bible backwards, inside and out. One of the things that she didn't realize was that Jesus was living in her. Holy Spirit was in her. And when she was moved with compassion as she prayed over someone, she was able to see someone healed. She went from being knowledge-based, which is great. Knowledge is awesome. But then being able to put it into practice. Seeing the gospel. Seeing Jesus move on the spot. We stood there after the first lady that she prayed for, this lady that she prayed for. This is the lady that had a baby a little while earlier, about a year earlier. And this is the same lady that I think I've spoken about before when I've told stories, but I tell stories lots. So this lady, all her insides from having the baby had been stretched out, and being heavily pregnant, all the muscles in her stomach were all hanging out and loose. And she, Lena prayed for her. Lena is that lady that's standing next to me in that photo. Lena prayed for her and she saw the Holy Spirit come and move in this lady. She had her hands, Lena had her hands on this lady's stomach with her own hands behind. And the lady, as we prayed and as we asked God to move for healing in her body, she felt everything shift inside and all the muscles in her stomach come back together. Right then and there. Yeah, imagine that. Imagine feeling that. It's pretty hectic. So we stood there for the next 4 hours like that, praying for a line of people because we had compassion. We had mercy. Same compassion and mercy that Jesus shows us on a day-to-day basis, as he did for me this week. This is Richard. Richard's an old man. And he's another guy that we got the opportunity to pray for while we were in Uganda. He came up to us and he was bent over like that. And he'd just look up at you. Can you pray for me? Can you pray for my back? It hurts. And he's walking around like this. It takes a lot for me to do this, by the way. he's walking around like that. And as you can see, we're praying for him because we want to see ultimate reality happen for him. Jesus' compassion come upon him and him be healed and walk normal. Look at that. Look at that. That's what compassion with the power of Jesus is. It doesn't like my face. Every time that I turn around, it turns off. Sorry. So we had plenty of opportunity in Uganda to see compassion happen. In the photo on the right, this gentleman had an issue with his bladder, and he had a tube in his bladder, and all the niceties of that happening. Kept coming back to us and coming back to us and coming back to us. We're starting to get to the point where we were like, my goodness, we've got nothing else for you, guy. Like, listen. And this particular time when he came back to us, I remember very vividly Holy Spirit saying to me, if this was you, what would you want? I was like, oh, okay, I get the rebuke, thank you. So we prayed for him one more time, and he broke down this time. He broke down, and just words started coming out of his mouth that were negative, that were what's been spoken over him all of his life. We had an opportunity to bring him to Christ. An opportunity for him to release all of that hatred, all of that anger that he had built up for years. Where his mum had said words over him and spoken words over him. If that were me, I would do anything to receive healing for that hurt. So I hear you asking, Pete, how do I show mercy? What do I do in my situation to be able to have mercy and to have mercy put on me? When you get that opportunity to hold something over someone, when you get that opportunity to be angry at someone, when you get that opportunity to be able to go, I've got this over you. in that moment, in that thought, catch yourself and go, how does God want me to be towards this person? Exactly what happened this week with me, with Deb. Because God will put something in your path to test you. Not to test you, but to show you. To show you how you can be, make that decision to be, to act differently, to speak differently. We're going to do something a little different this morning with communion. So I'm going to play a short YouTube clip. It goes for around 2 minutes. Now, for anyone who doesn't know that, I come from a background of, I am Egyptian, and I'm a Christian Egyptian. So we were brought up in the Coptic Orthodox Church. And while we have communion in the Coptic Orthodox Church, they played a hymn, or they sang a hymn, and it was called Kyrie Eleison. Kyrie Eleison. Now, Kyrie Eleison means Lord have mercy. So while we do communion, I'm just going to get this started now. So what I'll get you to do is I would like you to get up and go over to the left and the right, and I'd like you to sit for a moment taking communion and thinking about Lord's mercy over us today and every day from here on in. So when you feel ready, please go ahead and take the cup and the cracker and yeah.